Hey everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm talking about the mayoralty of Greater Manchester. Now that's the third biggest city in the United Kingdom. So directly elected mayor, one of Tony Blair's ideas to make local government more relevant and so on. So the council which superintends the mayor, the mayor's got very extensive powers. And the inaugural mayor of Greater Manchester was Andy Burnham, who was an MP for a constituency not far from there. He's actually from Merseyside though. And there's an intense rivalry between the Scousers and the Manx in Northern England. But anyway, back to the subject. Andy Burnham, he stood down halfway through his third term as mayor of Greater Manchester because he's gone off to become prime minister. This created a vacancy. There's going to be a by-election for that. One of the reasons some people didn't want Burnham to stand, certainly that by-election at the start of this year, was it would cause this by-election for the mayoralty of Manchester, and Labour was not sure they could win it. Now, Labour's been the dominant party in Manchester for decades. I mean, really, since the 1930s. So it would look like Labour was going to win it, but not comfortably. They couldn't be sure they're going to win it. They're going to win it by maybe 10 percentage points as opposed to like 35 percentage points they're winning under him, partly because Labour was doing badly in the polls. And the thing is, some Mancunians feel let down that he'd abandoned them when he promised to serve out the full term. And so forth. So yeah, a way to protest against him. The new candidate wouldn't have the following that Andy Burnham had, and his popularity was sky high in Manchester. Okay, so it's a two-round system. If somebody gets over 50% of the vote in the first round, he or she is elected immediately. Burnham managed all three times. But if not, it's usually not the case, then the top two candidates go through to a second round and the low ones are eliminated. This was used for presidential elections in Romania, in France, in Russia, and other countries. So I'm going to make my prediction. So, you know, Labour was worried that Reform UK was going to have a strong showing there, and Reform UK is dipping anyway. So I'm going to forecast Bev Craig, and she's standing for Labour, going to win 38% of the vote. So I'm predicting that Reform United Kingdom win 21% of the vote, and that the Green Party will win 16% of the vote, that the Conservative and Unionist Party will win 15% of the vote. That's rather high, the opinion polls are saying. Restore Britain, 8% of the vote, and the Liberal Democrats will get 6% of the vote. There's that independent chap, Marcus Farmer, he's going to get 1% of the vote. So, yeah, Shan Astley, that's the Reform United Kingdom candidate. Geraldine Coggins for the Greens going to come third. Notice that the top three candidates are all women, and the bottom four ranked candidates are all men. So, yeah, that's it. So mostly Mancunians, quite well known. But Bev Craig, she doesn't have the standing, the name recognition that Burnham had. Burnham was a brand in the area. So midterm blues, a chance to kick the government protest vote, go through the second round. And obviously, Reform United Kingdom is anathema to leftists. Someone will rally to Labour's banner. You know, some Greens will hold their nose and vote Labour because they say, you know, this is a lesser of two evils. We've got to keep them out. Maybe even some Conservatives will do. Other people not. Obviously, there are some dyed-in-the-wool Reform United Kingdom supporters. Others who don't really support Reform UK, but they're disgruntled with the Labour government, and the way to express their disaffection is to vote for Reform UK. Reform UK may have some trouble with turnout because they caught people who are not very politically committed. Some of them shifted from being Labour voters. They obviously connect with some people who don't vote that often. And the turnout might be a little bit down. People are getting faintly bored of Reform UK. It's been there for quite some time. So, yeah, that looks like they're on the way down. And that's why the Conservative Party and the Labour are beginning to feel a little bit more relaxed. I think in 2 or 3 years' time, Reform United Kingdom will not be such a serious threat. That peak Reform was last year. You know, Reform was on the sort of 35% of the opinion polls. Then it's now down to 20% in the national opinion polls. Sometimes, you know, if it continues this rate, it'd be 10% or less if you go on right to the last minute in August 2029. I don't think it's quite that low. Might be 15%. And they might only get a handful of seats at that point. The idea they're going to get hundreds of seats, a clear majority for the House of Commons, is looking increasingly unlikely. They might get in the tens. I mean, not necessarily very high, like 90. It might be like 20, which is still a major increase on where they are right now. So we shall see. Obviously, there have been travails for Reform United Kingdom. For example, you know, all these questions over the funding for Reform UK, for Nigel Farage's £5 million gift, various loans and things like that. People are seeing that he's dodgy. Now, I know there's some fanatical Reform UK supporters. No matter what happened, they will vote for the Reform United Kingdom Party. But there are others who are less committed. All right, so the Conservative and Unionist Party will exceed expectations, it always does. There's a timid Tory factor, people embarrassed to tell even a perfect stranger that they're going to vote Conservative, even if it's going to be confidential, because if you vote Conservative, you'll say, oh, you're selfish, you're racist, you're homophobic, you're bigoted, and all the rest of it stuff. And Labour always has trouble in translating voting intentions to actual votes. Because, again, they're the Labour voters who don't vote, the younger people, the less educated people, and so on. Now, obviously, a lot of their voters are graduates these days, and they have, you know, considerable number of middle-aged voters, not so many elderly voters. And obviously, the older you are, the more likely you are to vote. The more educated you are, the more likely you are to vote. But we shall see. Polling is about to close. We'll get the results sometime after midnight. So, yeah, I think I'll go through a second round in a week or so. Thanks for watching my channel. Goodbye.